This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The man who said to Americans, "Your dreams are my dreams." The man who gave up a billionaire lifestyle, married to a trophy wife, to save this country from where we were headed. He told us what he was going to do. He says, "You guys don't know the game that's being run on you, the game that's being played. I'm going to save you from that." And Donald Trump stood in front of the bullets. And he's become, you know, the whipping boy of the left, what they think is the whipping boy. Now, he's kicking their butts, but he got in the line of fire for us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats had no idea, folks, the fight that exists in Donald Trump when they practically begged him to run. I will never forget John Oliver going, "Donald Trump, will you please run for president? Will you please?" It's a little British putz. And he does. And you know what, John Oliver, if you told the truth, you would say this man has been a godsend to this country. If Robert De Niro told the truth, he'd be calling Donald Trump a godsend. Rosie O'Donnell, name them. George Clooney, all of them. People out there running their big, fat, Holly weirdo mouths. If they were to tell you the truth, they would all stand up and admit, you know what, if Obama did what Donald Trump did, I would be singing his praises. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Look, you're not, I can tell you right now, the majority of you listening to this show, my show, you're not Trumpsters. You're not Trump-trained people. You're not, there is nothing about Donald Trump that enthralls you. You're not excited that he was a reality TV show star. You're not excited that he's a billionaire married to a trophy wife. I mean, you might go, "Ooh, good for Trump. Way to go." Donald Trump was so not in my lexicon. It was crazy. And when he said he was going to run, I thought, he's just running for publicity. I don't believe him. It isn't that, you know, I didn't feel like he could be sincere or even be a good president. I was like, no, he's just doing it for publicity. That's just Trump style. It wasn't even a slam on the dude. But as he got closer and closer, what I did notice was how much he did know about politics. And as I was forced to do more research, because everybody was down on the dude. "He can't do it. He's a moron. He's a baboon. He's stupid." I was like, "Oh, let me go find out." Because I don't know many stupid people that graduate from Wharton. I don't know many stupid people who take $1 million and make it into $10 billion. I don't know many stupid people who get reality TV shows, keep themselves in the news, build the brand, build big, beautiful buildings and golf courses and resorts. I don't know very many stupid people that can do that. So I found out maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't as stupid as they thought. Maybe these heinous acts that they accused him of these womanizers. Because here's my thing when they were talking about womanizers. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a logic thread. He's a womanizer. I go, billionaires don't have to be womanizers. That's my first logic. Look, I don't have to go deep into the resource pool to go, billionaires don't have to be womanizers. Billionaires have women that seek them out, that want to come to their parties, that want to be around them. When Donald Trump made the comment to, Billy Bush, that he could grab women by the whack-whack, and everybody's like, "Oh, I can't believe you said." There was a woman out there, told you guys this story. She, we were having a conversation at the CMP, and she's like, "Well, I just don't like Donald Trump because of what his comment is about grabbing people." And I went, "What are you talking about? That's a fact." See, if you want to not like Donald Trump because you don't like his attitude or he thinks he's cocky, whatever, I'm fine with that. But he said women, he could grab women by the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Brad Pitt could probably grab you by yours and you wouldn't say a freaking word. So don't talk to me about this nonsense. See, I'm going to call BS where BS needs to be called. I not only know of women who are like that, I know women who have done that. Who, if a dude is worth a lot of money, they go, "Shh. Man, he can get whatever he wants from me." I mean, they blatantly, openly say it. So don't try to come off as Mother Teresa to me, because it isn't going to work. and you know your gender. It would be like if a dude said, yeah, man, you know, blah, 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 this is about women, and guys go, yep, you're right. You're right. We know. So don't play games. Yeah. That's when you know that people are being idiots. A man who doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, never has done any of those things, graduates from Wharton, becomes a billionaire, makes himself into a worldwide known brand, becomes a reality TV show star, a household word. There's nobody that doesn't know this man. Rappers want to be him. Black community knows him, and they don't talk about Bloomberg. They don't talk about Steyer. When they write rap songs, they talk about Donald Trump, and he's not the richest dude in the world. They don't talk about George Soros. But boy, they say he's stupid. That's not stupid to me. If that's stupid, then define me as stupid. Donald Trump went all over the world when he became president, representing America. You know what he did to the faces of these different people in every country, every leader? He called them liars. He called them cheats. He says, you will no longer take advantage of America. And he did the same freaking thing to China. Don't think, folks, for one second that Donald Trump is not only in charge of this Chinese Wuhan virus, he's going to make China pay for it. He hasn't said it yet, but eventually you're going to start seeing it. There's an antagonism growing with China over this. Donald Trump's going to make them pay with our economy. Wait till it comes back. But he's also going to make people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer pay for it. I talked about those clowns. They're already getting pushback from their own people. He's going to make them pay. He's setting traps for them. They don't even realize these traps are being set. They've already sprung some of them when Donald Trump says, let's give everybody $1,000 to tide them over. Oh, we can't be doing that. It's crazy. The backlash on that has been relentless against those leftist clowns. Schumer warned Donald Trump about the coming storm of the intelligence community, and Trump essentially replied, I am the storm. I'm not worried about them. He's weeding them out, including this Dr. Fausto, or whatever his name is, who was smirking as Donald Trump was giving his press conference. Don't you think for one second Donald Trump and team didn't notice this? Donald Trump's announcing a cure. He's saying, look, people have been working on this thing. It's going to come sooner rather than later. We're going to get stuff through the FDA. We're going to get people back on the road because we're going to get this economy built back. And they're not going to be able to take advantage of this, neither the Chinese nor these leftist deviants. They won't either. You just hang in there with me, America. We will weather this storm. We will come out the other side much better.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We launched FestiFlix, FestiFlix.com. And while you're sequestered, you might want to join up. It's a free trial. Check out a couple of the movie shorts. I suggest Classmates and AKT2. If you happen to watch Gold Rush, which we love that show, you'll love a show called Nobody Dies Here. So check those out. We're going to be adding about 100 films every month. So, you know, get started, kick the tires. Don't judge us on it just yet, but I think you're going to like what you see. We've got 70 filmmakers under contract. By the end of the year, we'll probably have about 1,000. And they submit stuff that you're never going to see. It's some of them you're going to love. Some of them you're going to just be okay with. Some of them you're going to go, not my cup of tea. But I promise you, we're going to be updating it and giving you some cool stuff. Tell a friend. It's less than a pack of cigs to get access to a lot of movies. And we've only loaded up, I think we've got 70 loaded up right now. But we'll load up about 100 movies a month. And eventually we'll get to where we're loading up a couple of hundred a month, all the, you know, consistently. And we're also asking people to submit their films if you're interested in being a part of what we're doing. Anyway, the reason why I bring it up is because people ask me, Kevin, do you have an alternative? Is there an alternative to the Hollywood crowd? Yes, there is. Festy Flicks, it's an alternative to Hollywood. It's something that you've requested and we've delivered on because that's what we do. We give answers to stuff. I'm not sitting around going, you're a freaking Hollywood, man. I can't stand that Hollywood as I, you know, rent Netflix every day, go to the movies, lament that I can't go to the movies during the sequester, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, I don't have to. I told you guys, I don't go to the movies anymore. And in the meantime, I'm going to look for a solution, something to go after Hollywood, and we built it. Now the question is, will you come? You going to come? I hope you will. Speaking of Hollywood, their movies took a dump. I'm reading from this article on GEO.TV. Movie studios Walt Disney and Universal Pictures said last week they were suspending the release of box office data because of the closure of movie theaters in multiple countries in a bid to contain the Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, they called it the coronavirus, but I don't call it that. I call it the Chinese Wuhan virus because that's what it is. So they don't want to release their numbers because the numbers are bad. The numbers are bad. I told you guys, there is always a silver lining in stuff. And the silver lining in this right now is the fact that Hollywood is taking a beating. How long do you think these pretentious chumps want to go before they go, look, man, we got to get back to work? When are they going to be screaming? When are they not going to be singing Imagine? I think it's going to be sooner than you think. Because I imagine once they stop getting a few more paychecks and they can't make the mortgages on these, because they're mortgaged to the hilt. They overspend on houses. They overspend on cars. They overspend on clothes. They overspend in every aspect of life because they just think it's going to keep on coming. And then when it doesn't, you know what they do? They file sexual harassment suits against the directors and the producers and the places that own their movies and all, what do they call it, the production companies, everybody in the food chain. Yeah, ooh, I was sexually harassed when I got my job, but you didn't care 25 years ago. But now that the money dries up, what happens? So the money's drying up for Hollywood. Thank you, by the way, conservatives. Thank you for drying it up. But more importantly, this is one of those benefits of the Chinese Wuhan virus that you didn't count on, and neither did they, because they don't play it out to the bitter end. See, the zombie apocalypse isn't going to happen. These lefties aren't going to have to go out and grow their own food and shoot it. They can still go to the supermarket. Food is still readily available. Now, are they going to change their habits? Is it going to knock a few of these Holly weirdos off their high horses for a while? Absolutely. It's going to have them begging to get back. One of my friends that lives in the Burbank area, he says, dude, he goes, these people don't know what to do. They're scared to death. He works in the movie industry, but he lives well within his means. He's one of these friends of age conservatives that says, yeah, I'm not going to out myself, but I'm not living like them. Making a fortune off of them and laughing to the bank, but then saying, I'm saving up. When the time comes for me to leave, I'm ready to go. So what? Food's a little more expensive, all that. He doesn't care, but the people that are living up in those hills, struggling. They said, the decision, this is from Walt Disney Universal, follows the worst weekend in more than two decades at the North American box office. Given the current large number of theater shutdowns around the globe, Disney will suspend global weekend reporting for the time being. Wishing you and your families the best during these testing times. Please be safe. Universal Pictures said it was also pausing circulation to the media of box office data. In other words, I don't want to tell you how bad my pictures did. So think of the model, because I want you to understand, they wouldn't put my theater, my movie in certain theaters because they didn't like the content of Bleeding Blue. And you know what I said then and there? I will never have to deal with this crap because I'm going to do what Napster did to Sony. I'm going to stream my movies. I'm not going to worry about paying $3,000 to $5,000 to get in your stupid theater and have you determine whether I can go or not. I'm going to do something dramatically different. And that's why I started Festiflix. Movie studios typically see box office receipts from movie theaters around the world that measure the popularity of the films with the public. However, in the past few days, movie theater chains in the U.S., Canada, and Britain have shut down due to bans on large gatherings. Italy, France, South Korea, and other countries have imposed more stringent lockdowns in a bid to restrict the spread of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. So now you're finding out, oh goodness, we don't need teachers. We can go at home. If you can figure out how to keep your kid in school over the next month or month and a half or whatever it is for graduation, well, how do you feel about that? Do you think you need to be paying money to send your kid to school? I mean, don't think parents aren't going, wait a minute here, hold on a second. The homeschooling crowd is going, what's the big deal? My kid's already in quarantine. See, this is what I told you. I don't need government. This is what government does. See, all this stuff is starting to play in our favor. They said this, movies and theaters in China, Hollywood's biggest overseas market, have been shuttered for weeks because of the virus. Hollywood is taking it in the short. The two other main studios, Sony and Warner Brothers, did not immediately respond to queries. But let me give you some numbers. Ticket sales in North America, not this week, not this last weekend, but the weekend before, slumped to the lowest levels in more than 20 years, generating roughly $55 million between Friday and Saturday. Folks, this is all the ticket sales. All. $55 million between Friday and Saturday. You know what it's going to be this last weekend? Practically nothing. Airline industry suffering, I can tell you that for sure, but you better know this industry suffering, and so is the restaurants and things like this. It can't go on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions are running high on the Senate floor as lawmakers from both sides of the aisle try to reach a deal on coronavirus aid package. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats are holding up the show.
This compromise package would push tens of billions of dollars. This compromise package would push tens of billions of dollars to hospitals and health care providers. It would send direct checks to millions of American households.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is insisting that mobilization of National Guard troops in three states is not a move toward martial law. During a Pentagon briefing, Esper criticizes any suggestions to the contrary. National Guard troops are being authorized to help state officials in New York, California, and Washington State. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I read that subscriptions to the New York Times and the Washington Post have soared as more people need toilet paper. That's right! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. You can get us on podcast anytime you want. Get this thing out to people. They will go back and look at years and years of podcasts and say, "What? How did we miss this guy during the time of Rush Limbaugh? What were we doing?" Well, you were listening to Rush Limbaugh, which, by the way, I love Rush. His producer, Bo Snerdly, a.k.a. James, he is on the board of directors for one of the companies that we run, Seeking Educational Excellence. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Here's what I do want to talk about. So much to look forward to, America. So much, particularly conservative America. And here's the reason why you have so much to look forward to. In the time of quarantine, we actually enjoy our families. We actually love our children. We talk to our neighbors. That's right. We know how to cope in the midst of anything, including fake crisis. That's because we have a belief in things bigger than we. That's right. You believe in things like God. You believe in things like country. You believe in things like the American spirit. You believe in the goodness of humanity. You don't put people in buckets. You look at the world as an amazing group of people, and all we got to do is find our passions and things like this. And then if we did these things, we would have so much less crime, so much less angst and strife. Look, I'm not telling you God didn't promise you you were an easy way. The Bible tells you there's no easy way. But if you do have a belief in something bigger than you, it certainly helps you to cope. We know how to cope. The left, however, live in pure hell, especially when they're left to deal with their demons. And this is where they are. See, let me explain. The left hate their kids. Don't believe them when they tell, "Oh, I love my kids and I love your kids. We want to help all the kids." They don't like their kids. If they loved their kids, they would express tough love. You wouldn't have as many kids in prison. You wouldn't have as many kids on the street, prostituting, committing suicide. The left don't speak to their neighbors. They could live next to you for 20 years and not even know what you look like. They couldn't pick you out of a lineup. Wouldn't know your name. They don't want to speak to you. They don't have real relationships. They have phony relationships. And let me tell you what. During the sequester, during the quarantine, they miss going out and pretending to have all these friends. Yeah, they cover their angst. They cover up their worries. They cover up their concerns, their demons, in things like alcohol and drugs. They do it with social interaction with people who, like them, suffer in silence. These are the people they pretend to hate the same things, like Donald Trump. They hate Trump, right? But privately, they're happy that he's in that place. They're happy that he's dealing with this so-called pandemic, the fake pandemic. They secretly love you, conservatives, and their conservative relatives, those who bail them out of jams. You are the ones that help them understand life on the up and up. You're the psychologist for the left. They don't want to admit it to you. Anytime one of those putzes gets in trouble, I mean, let me just use my family. When my leftist family gets in trouble, who do you think they call? You think they call one of the other leftist family members, or do they call me? Or do they call my older brother, who's also a conservative? We are the ones that they rely on. Don't believe them for a second, and so are you. You probably experience the same thing in your families. Leftists sit at home, folks, right now, having to deal with all of those demons, internal and otherwise. And they are demons themselves, and here's why. They won't confront their problems, and they won't deal with life on the up and up. They're always looking for an angle, a hookup, somebody else to blame. They don't want to take personal responsibility, and all this stuff is having to make them think. Right now, when they're sitting in their homes, they're going, you know, man, I don't know, why can't I go and hang out at the bar? Why can't I go do this? Who's doing this to me? And they're blaming all these bureaucrats. They're not blaming Trump, they're blaming their bureaucrats. And when Donald Trump calls it the Chinese Wuhan virus, they blame the Chinese, as they should. Where do their minds go, folks, when the left are left to contemplate life? Now, as for us, well, we suffer a bit. But I don't know about you. I don't miss going out. I mean, I went out the other day. I had my car was on empty. Went and looked and checked out a house. Had an open house. Came back home. Watched a couple of movies. And nothing that I had to pay for. I don't pay for the left for their movies. Anyway, but I didn't miss it. Many of us, let me tell you, we can work from home. We own our own businesses. Many of you, dare I say it, you've actually planned for a rainy day. You have months and months of money saved up so that in the event of something like this happening, you go, oh, well, we're good to go. You like going to parks with your kids. You take the dog out for a walk. You actually pick up your poop, too, while you're out there. You go biking. You go hiking. This is if you live in a warm climate like I do. People were out and about. Let me tell you, there was practically no difference to when I was out over the weekend than it was any other weekend day. People out on bikes, walking, they're doing all kinds of stuff. And if you happen to be stuck on the inside because you're, you know, in a snow environment, you were playing board games with the kids, or maybe you read a book, or maybe you were working on a project. Dare I say, you actually made contact with old friends and family, you know, relatives by phone, or maybe you were on Skype. But here's what I can tell you, conservatives. The whole time that you were doing whatever it is you were doing, you were seeing the cup as half full. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And I'm explaining the differences between us being sequestered, us being quarantined, we conservatives, and the left, and all the things that they had to think about. So, you know, look, I'm so glad to be on this side of the aisle. When they announced this nonsense that we're going to quarantine and we're going to do this for the death of less than 300 people, by this so-called pandemic, did you panic? I didn't panic. I looked at it for what it is. I said, this is nonsense. It'll be over soon. And I'm going to tell you how you can make it end sooner. I'll get to that in a bit. But it'll be over soon. I looked at it as a staycation. Oh, yeah. Had to cancel a couple of trips. Cancel the trip. It was my brother's 40th anniversary for high school. And we were all going to go. We go every year. Had to cancel it. Group of us all go. We meet. We stay at the beach. We cook in, you know. I mean, it's a fantastic event. Melissa and I couldn't go. My brother can't go. His friends can't. None of us. We can go. We can't go. Because we had to cancel. That's okay. We got a staycation. And I don't know how long it's going to take. However long this fake news pandemic lasts. But you know what? It's not going to get me down because, as a conservative, we can, you know, you look at the cup as half full. And I'll tell you something else. We can outlast these leftist pukes. We can outlast them. There was a poll. It reported that 25 of the people want to postpone the November elections. I asked, do you? I'm going to tell you my opinion. I'm not postponing anything. There's no reason to postpone this election. And the fact that this poll was even taken proves to me that the left is scared. See, Donald Trump isn't going to take a poll. The conservatives aren't going to take a poll going, hey, should we cancel the November election? Should we postpone them? There's no Republican out there that's going to postpone. We understand the cycle. We're going, nope, it's the way it is. This, you know, we're not, there's nothing happening here that would even lend itself to doing something so silly. It's a trial balloon, folks, by the leftists. They want to determine how many people can we get rallying up for this. They did another poll. What's the president's approval rating on the handling of the Chinese Wuhan virus? And the results of that put another scare into the left. 55% positive approval, 43% negative approval. Now, what do the Democrats want here? They need to see 55% negative. They want to see that disapproval number rise and his approval number go down. And that's what if that happens, I guarantee you won't see a poll about moving the November elections. The left wants you scared. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Here's the strategy. Find these polls and go vote positively on how the president's handling the Wuhan virus. If you want to end it, get that poll up to 60, 61, 62% approval, 37% disapproval, and watch how fast this ends. They hoped that they could panic America and the world. They got the world to play along. I don't believe a single stat on Chinese Wuhan, except I do know that only a small percentage of people are dying, and it's not nearly enough to call this a pandemic. So you should be asking yourself, every single day that this is going on, why the overreaction? And I'm going to give you the answer. It's a test. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Friend of mine sent me that. That's the musical version of Stay Home. If you were to plot that out on music paper, it actually would read Stay Home. He's a jazz pianist. In fact, Perry Jocelyn was going to be playing our event on November the 3rd and the 4th, but because of the Chinese Wuhan virus, we had to cancel the event. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's talking about the overreaction of the left, and why are we having this overreaction? And I said it was a test, prior to that, in the previous segment, I was talking about what are you doing during the overreaction? You're not overreacting. You're not hoarding. You understand the supply chain. You know how things work. You actually enjoy your children. You enjoy your spouse. You enjoy your friends. You enjoy your neighbors. I've seen more of my neighbor. I mean, I see him all the time. Friends with him, Peter and his wife across the street, and Brad and his wife next door, etc. I see my neighbors all the time. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. The left don't see their neighbors. They're stuck in this. Think about where the left mostly live, in these huge cities. I mean, just literally on top of each other. And they still don't know each other. And they're wondering, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, they got little bodegas and things like this, and the food is just out. It's a zombie apocalypse for them. It isn't for you. If you live in a relatively rural area, you got toilet paper. In fact, I caught myself the other day. I was using toilet paper, and I'd been watching the number of squares, man, you know, for a while. I stopped watching the squares. I caught myself going back to normal. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's Kevin Jackson Show. A test, baby. Overreaction. What do you think about Trump's handling of this? Do you think we should move back the November elections? The Democrats want to know your thoughts. Have we scared you enough to where you're ready to do something drastic to change the Constitution or something? So then the polling came, and as I said, you got to respond to this polling. You have to say, look, I love the way President Trump is addressing this. It's nothing's changed my mind, my money. Next poll you're going to see is, are you afraid? They want you to believe we're in a recession, even a depression. I mean, everybody at work. Guess what happened when we went into the scare? People quit work and there's no working anymore, right? Can't go to restaurants and stuff like this. The Democrats want to crater this economy, and they are using the Chinese to do it. They're in partnership with China. But it's not going to work. Because as people suffer more and more, President Trump says, okay, great. Just going to give them some money. We're going to do exactly what the Democrats would do. Here, guys, line up and get your dollars. And the Democrats are going to go, oh, shoot, that doesn't work. Oh, there's dangers to it. Don't misunderstand me, people. You can't just give away money, because Democrats will get in line every time. They will create more pandemics and more things like this. But for the time being, let's win. Let's get people back to work. Let's get this economy back, and let's get it moving. And then, what is Donald Trump going to do? Let's go penalize China. 60% approval. He's at 55%. If it ticks up to 57 and his disapproval ticks down to 41, you're going to start seeing Democrats go, oh, crap. Well, they already are. 55 to 43 is already bad. But that was a test. They want to see if they can move it. And if they can't move it, guess what they'll do? They'll pretend that it's moving. They'll give you fake news polls. But I'm going to tell you, this man has responded to this so-called pandemic in ways that it still blows my mind. I'll go up and I'll see another little piece of legislation where he says, hey, we're going to be giving money back to the small businesses. We're going to ease the burden on small business. We're going to do whatever. He's not going to let this thing slide. This is not an Obama presidency where you have an inept, feckless guy at the leadership, at the helm. It's not going to happen. Until then, they're going to pretend, though, folks, they're going to pretend up to November that Trump has mishandled the Chinese Wuhan crisis. They want to swing voters in that direction. Their life depends on it. Their political lives depend on it. Now, they got serious problems. And here's the serious problems. The Chinese Wuhan virus is not going to kill the number of people, here's the key word, that they hope, or the key phrase, that's not going to kill the number of people that the left hopes it would kill. I want you to understand, they're cheering for death. Number two, Trump will continue to respond presidentially. He is going to keep this economy on track. In other words, there will be no Armageddon. Now all they did is they gave Trump an on-ramp to improve the economy again. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to say, yeah, remember when it went down to 19,000 and something? Yeah, now it's shooting back up again. They gave him a ramp. Evel Knievel to launch his rocket across the canyon, and he's going to land safely. Here's another problem they have. Number three, you are waking up to the ruse. I know you are already awake, but Democrats are now starting to see their party for what it is, a party of alarmists, a party who cheers for Chinese diseases, who cheers when our economy goes bad, who does everything it can to put people into the very situation they claim they want you out of. Hey, we all need a livable, workable wage, blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, you're all laid off. Try selling that. Try selling that to the guy who said, you know what, America? We need to close our borders because we could be bringing over pandemics. We could be bringing over banditos. We could be bringing over human traffickers and a host of other bad things. We could be allowing in terrorists.
Oh, he's a xenophobe.
And then what does he do? He closes our borders. They call him a xenophobe again, but it doesn't compute because everybody knows the reason why America doesn't have as many outbreaks of the Chinese Wuhan virus is because Donald Trump closed the borders. What's the next thing that Donald Trump said? He goes, you know what? I have a novel idea. Let's bring business home, particularly manufacturing. Let's bring it back. You know what they're talking about with the Chinese Wuhan virus? Why are the Chinese making all of our medicines? Why are we on lockdown from all the things that we need? We had to go get an Apple iPad, long story, but had to get one. You can't find one right now. Why? Made in China. Many of the things that you want, the basic necessities, made in China. You know what people are talking about right now? Why we got so much dependence on China? We should be making things in America. Blah, blah, blah. I wonder who said that. And then what was the other thing that Donald Trump said? Let me think about it. I think it was his catchphrase. It was something like, make America great again. Yeah. You know what everybody's talking about now in the Democrat circles? They're saying this guy who said we need to make America great again by bringing back businesses and manufacturing, by closing our borders and being able to monitor the number of people and the type of people who come in and make sure they don't have diseases. Oh, yeah, that guy. How are you going to make him look bad, Democrats? It's not going to happen. See, the Democrats collectively want to beat Trump, but they can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. And this is their problem. Now they got another problem. Joe Biden is their guy, right? He's going to be the guy. Everything is set up for Wuhan. You haven't heard anything about Biden. He's kept out of the debate. They're trying to get him some healing, probably in Austria somewhere, to heal his brain, his demented brain. But it's not going to work because Biden's got to come back and face the music. Yep. Remember, friends with segregationists, the man that said he wouldn't apologize and then he apologized? All the racist comments talking about the black parts of his town, the black sections of my town, and you know, you got to be a Pakistani to work at a 7-Eleven, and a host of other things that the man has said. He's a plagiarist and a liar. Said he got arrested in Soweto, and easily proven that he wasn't. Claimed he got shot down or was shot at like Hillary Clinton, proven to be a lie. Said he pinned the medal on a hero, and it was Obama that pinned the medal on a hero. Dude is wholly incompetent. He's going to run on the record of Obama? Really? The same thing Hillary tried? What'd that get her? And then what about these Biden scandals? And what's he going to face? Trump's record? His battle-tested policies? His victories over the Democrats with the Russians, Ukraine impeachment, and the Chinese Wuhan virus? And the Durham report.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.